blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And I'm in conversation here on Global Agogo with Serge Boulat, a Moldovan American multimedia artist who's gonna do a DJ set for us if we can stop talking to each other, which may be hard to do because this is really I'm enjoying. I hope the audience is enjoying this.
We can roll with
half as much as we're enjoying it. So some of these projects that you've worked on, I mean, and they just run the gamut. Tell us a little bit about Inkblot.
Ooh.
Okay. This is a multimedia Rorschach test, basically?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Another personal project for me because, you know, there's so many questions when it comes to, like, perception of self and identity. Mm-hmm. And America is a great ground to actually, you know, for an immigrant to start asking questions and meditate and sort of, like, work on that perception of self. What is I?
Yeah.
What is the identity? And when you have that sort of force, pushing force for you to, like New York, to go through the testing and realize, okay, maybe I'm culturally a little bit of Moldovan, maybe I'm a little bit of Ukrainian, maybe I'm a little bit, but again, you go back to Moldova, let's say, and you realize, well, you're, you know, you feel American, you feel foreign in your own country.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I started asking questions, and there are other, like, psychological situations where I needed to know what's going on in our mind in order, I don't know, for us to express better what we really feel or think.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, anybody with an accent or anybody who's coming from another, you know, background is always perceived through a certain, prism that mm-hmm. is not very helping, you know, a person to deliver the right message.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to find the test that will actually take an account of, you know, all the formalities, all the little nuances that will make a person be understood, and especially people with anxiety or mental health, you know, issues. Those are the people who actually have, you know, difficulties expressing themselves. And when they do try to express themselves, some of it will come off as strange. Or
right.
like, if you're from a different cultural background and you say something like, you know, sky reminds you of a butterfly, people will just think about something random and just put you in a wrong box. But
mm-hmm.
maybe you were just talking about, you know, being airy and, you know, enjoying yourself. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah.
So this is how Inkblot, you know, started. And then I developed a visual part of it and some sort of a test and a workshop
mm-hmm.
in which I would play audio
uh-huh.
that is weather manipulated. So
mm-hmm.
people will give me a feedback with whatever they hear.
Yeah.
And then I'll play the original material, also asking, and also like play material that there is that is not culturally associated with the person who is hearing it.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll just have fun and explore the results, you know.
One of the things that I like about what you're talking about and the work that you're doing is that you seem to have like one of the most open-ended artistic practices of anybody. I mean, I know a lot of people who work in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is an artist. I'm not sure that I would describe what I'm doing as art or not, but it doesn't really matter. But I just know a lot of people who, you know, for whom this that type of thing is very important in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always interesting to hear like what people's motivations are, why do they do the things that they do, what are the things that stop them from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and stuff like that. So I want to ask you about your experience with Meredith Monk that you just had, because
sure.
She's literally one of my wife's heroes.
Oh, yeah.
As an artist.
Mm.
You know, if you asked her to list like the five most influential people,
she'll be there.
Definitely, for sure. And so I was like, wow. So you were just at the Garrison Institute for Voice as Practice.
Mm-hmm.
What did you take away from your time with Meredith Monk and Ellen Fisher?
Ooh. I can probably talk. That's like another hour of talking of what an immense talent and spirit and artist she is, and they both are with
mm-hmm.
Ellen. But Meredith just blew my mind, and that's America for me. That's you know, I earlier mentioned that American scene, especially the modern composers, or whatever
mm-hmm.
modern means anymore, that
right.
was, you know, absent completely in my world. I've known some artists or some pieces, but I haven't known Meredith Monk's work until I came to the States. And then I heard a record of hers, which was... On Behalf of the Nature, which blew my mind.
Yeah.
It absolutely... It just resonated with me completely. Because I come from Academy of Arts, and I have certain tendencies in art and creativity, and I found home in that album. And then I realized last year that, you know, life is too short. Why don't I do things that matter and learn from the best? And I feel like there was also Chris Watson in Pyrenees, where we recorded sounds, and then Marina Abramović in Greece, you know, in performing arts, and then Meredith as a musician, composer, and a visionary, and a choreographer. She blew my mind, and then I went to the once I realized there was an opportunity to actually, you know, we learned from her, and we clicked immediately. It was a funny story. I was just walking down the stairs, and she just stopped me and said, "Who are you?" We just started talking, and we became very friendly.
Right, I'm just another person at your seminar. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. I came there for the experience, you know, and I have much respect for people like her who, you know, she's still, you know, her, Philip Glass, Twilight Tharp, they still operate and make best works ever. Like, the older they get, the better the works gets, and I'm like, I'm there to applaud and to learn and just have a human conversation, and we still, you know, email each other. It's just, it's, yeah, she is a legend. She is, what's the word, G-O-A-T, great art.
Right.
she is the
goat of whatever it is that she does, which is everything, basically.
I have a funny story about her, though. She liked the sweater that I was wearing one of the days, and she just kept commenting on it. So I just realized, you know what, you need to have this sweater. So before I left, I actually gave it to her. So when we started this sweater sisterhood. From now on, we refer to each other as sweater sister. She wore it for her birthday or something.
Is it the right size?
I don't know, but she rocked it.
She doesn't care.
She sent me the picture, and
it doesn't matter.
It was great. Yeah,
that's awesome. Traveling is obviously a big part of your practice as an artist. I mean, your practice as a human. I want to ask you, and this was actually my wife's question. I put up four slides on Instagram of you. Well, the fourth one is a publicity slide. There were three slides in different places. Where are you in these pictures? Do you remember the pictures? I got my phone here. I can pull these up. So the first one is you're in front of a bridge.
Oh, that's France, Toulouse.
Yeah. And what brought you there?
Recording of Red Deer with Chris Watson at the Pyrenees.
Okay.
It was my a few days off between the before the workshop or after, I think.
Okay, I'm still pulling this up here.
Sure.
My phone is a little slow. I know where the second one is because we just talked about
it. Yeah, the Garrison Institute in New York. Yeah, that was one to remember.
So this is Serge in the foreground on the left and his classmates. And I don't
see... Meredith's there, too. She's in the center.
It looks like headphones on?
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah.
That is her. Yeah, that's her. Yeah, okay. I don't know what she's doing there, but it's a good picture.
Maybe it's not headphones. Maybe it's just the angle. A train station?
That's also Toulouse in France. Okay. Yeah, those are recent pictures. Mm-hmm. And because it was a big deal to actually record in Pyrenees. And, you know, I just posted them because they kind of initiated the album work and such and such.
So I've got one more question for you, which is really... really, really self-referential question, which is, how did you find out about Global Agogo and about WRIR? Because you're the one that contacted me.
You move to a new place, to a new state, and the first thing you do, you look for community, and you look for creative minds, and you look, again, for people to resonate with. And I knew very little about Virginia, so I just happened to know a few people here, a few friends who told me about Richmond, and there's a lot going on that I wasn't even aware of, and this is how your station came up.
Cool.
And then when somebody has a program like yours, which completely reminded me of my program on Radio 21 called Nisha. Mm-hmm. That's what I would just play, whatever you're playing. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I realized I have to connect with this guy.
Well, and I think, you know, what I'd like to do to end up the talking part here is just say this, that here's a guy standing in front of me who is in Central Virginia good amount of time now, right?
A few years.
And on a regular basis. I mean, I don't want to get into your non-artistic life or anything like that, but you're here pretty regularly, he collaborates with people all over the world in his art projects. And if you're here in Central Virginia and you're interested in this conversation and you're interested in collaborating with this guy, let me know, and I'll put you in touch.
Awesome.
You can find him, of course, on all of the places that you find people these days. You're on Instagram. I've mentioned that you're on LinkedIn. You're in all of those things. So Serge Boulat, it's B-U-L-A-T. His website is sergeboulat.com. So you can find him yourself. But if you want me to make the introduction, I'll be glad to do it. And I would like nothing better than for you to develop a healthy practice in all of your multimedia stuff here in the Richmond area where you're working with other Richmonders. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for doing this.
It's my pleasure. This is what community radio is for.
Absolutely.
You know, this is what it's for. All right. So, you ready to do some DJing?
Of course. Yes. Let's switch positions.
I'll keep talking here for a minute while you get yourself ready. And just remind people that you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Hey, here's another way to hear Global Agogo. Richmond's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, which is at 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. So you can listen to us there if you want, especially on, you know, a warm day like today. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, let me know, and I'll announce that on the air as well. And we're going to get into Serge's set here in just a second, but before we do that, it's time for another pause for the cause. The Richmond Reproductive Freedom Project is a volunteer-based organization which has been providing practical and financial support for abortion services in Virginia since 2004. They seek to make these vital health care services accessible to all people, regardless of their financial status. If you're in need of services, you can call 888-847-1593. For more details, including ways you can help out, you can visit rrfp.net to find out how you can get involved. And let's see, I think one more thing that I want to do in the way of business before we get to Serge Boulat's DJ set, and I'm going to do that right now.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
That's right. David Noyes coming in here at 3 o'clock with another edition of Ambiance Congo, the only all-Congolese program on broadcast radio in the United States, only here on originating here on 97.3WRIR.org, because like Global Agogo, Ambiance Congo is heard on other radio stations actually around the world. All right, Serge, you ready to go?
Almost there.
So we're having a good time here today. I think this is I've enjoyed putting this program together because I think it's a great illustration of what you can do with community radio. All right, take it away.
Sayıyor canımız. Sizin yoldan beklemiş. Boğaz yok. Bir şey. Oh, Some say them a play boy rabbit. Get chopped like a bad habit. Son of a house stuff if you're down to it. Rastafari stands alone. Kings are called, one man to pick me. So why if you know one if you with me? To see this operation sick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election, them trick with them. Them talk to nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth, them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them pick the guns, replace it. And them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have some pragmatic. With the extra magazine in them back pocket. And a bitch at night time in some black jacket.
Listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR. Serge Boulat is in the middle of a mix that'll continue through the end of the program today.
Too many days, too many memories that I made away from the place I belong. And if I lied to you, I'm sorry, but your love is all I need. Even though it was all me that made the choice to leave. حبيبي زاد اللوم وقلت النوم وانا بدونه. حتى بعد الموت يفضلني الشو من نور عيونه. So tell me where did the time go? Do you ever think of me? Tell me lies, it's okay. I need that and I'm coming back to you. Cause I spent too many nights in exile. Too many nights I spent them waiting for you, baby. I spent too many nights in pain. Now I'm dancing with the rain. Cause one day they know my name.
ردك عليهم قلت لهم لو بشيله بشيل جلدي. حبيبي بتذكر لما كنت تحكي لي عن أيام زمان وكيف كانت الناس تعيش. نفسي أفهم أنت كنت بتحكي لي عن زمان أو عن بكرة، عن الأسلوب أو المسلوب. واضحك الحضارة اللي كانوا بيعزموك عليها شوف شو سوت بالدنيا. ناطحات سحاب بتدق أبواب السماء نستنا الأرض اللي تحتينا. كيف وصلنا من عندك لهون؟ حبيبي بشوف تاريخنا بعيونك والله يعينك على حملك. بعرف انه ولا اصعب من قراراتك وبعرف انك حملت وزن مستقبلنا وماضينا عكتافك. وقدر انه المنطق بيقول لو بياخدوا بلادك ما بياخدوا اولادك. بس حبيبي ليش كنت تقولي خليها بالقلب بتجرح ولا تطلع لبرا وتفضح؟ حبيبي بالقلب بتقتل. بعدين عأي أساس حكينا إنه لو طلعت ما رح تبني أساس جديد؟ عأي أساس حكينا إنه ماضينا ما بيكبر معنا وما بيحمل الحمل وبيزيد؟ عأي أساس حكينا إنه لازم أغير شكلي وصوتي ولغتي وأهلي لأنضم لبكرة؟ عأي أساس حكينا إنه الحقيقة اللي بشوفها بعيونك ما بتخلق حضارة؟ نحن الحضارة. حبيبي تاريخك مستقبلي وما بشيل الثوب قبل ما يشيلوا لي جلدي. سجل أنا عربية وبعرف أصلي.
نفس المكان مين يحكي لهم إحنا غير يا ما
بنحكى القصايد عنا ما بتلبق لنا وليه ولا حد يحكي لهم ليه سنة قلبي عمره ما بينسى اسمه هوا وانا قلبي ما بينسى اسمه هوا اسمه هوا شمسي انا الحرية ما بحني راسي لمية حبة رياح شرقية
tomara la gata esiste la tangam la tangam yo lo malama te dinanna yo lo malama lo malama yo lo malama te dinanna yo lo malama lo malama lo Кем хоть нам сами та синем тут одна я семем чужим вату жить банем нам кидак мар белуле меня ли не ходим ге мечта шолок ты ге да кузутли дюрукле рукле Йола малама ты дидин Йола
Megszólít tot az Isten egy igazi fegyvert adott a kezembe Tudtam, csak ő vigyázott rám Többet gyakoroltam vele, mint egy szamuráj Benne bízhatok, mindig az igazat mondja Vele sírhatok, de az utat mutatja Egy olyan szövetség, ami marad örökké Felem áldozható Ő a legfőbb kincsem Sejtelmes erők laktak a gyerekbe Féltem tőle, látszik a szemekbe A húrjaim támadnak, sírnak a testekbe Hiába is védett ki, méreg a hangszerbe Nagy tömegeket itattam át vele Hallod a dallamon, már tudod a nevemet Hosszú az út, sebek a hátamon Ezrek könnyei folynak a gitáromon
Jöla malamba, te dindamba
Listening to Global Agogo, that's Serge Boulat on the ones and twos here. He's been laying down this live mix for you all hour here on Global Agogo. And thank you again to Serge for coming in today. I also just want to let you know that Richmond's champions of world jazz and global grooves, the Afrozen All-Stars, are taking the two-hour trek north to Ethiopia's second-largest city, Washington, D.C., on Friday, April 11th, and they're going to be playing at the Hill Center up there. So folks that are listening to me in the D.C. area and folks who are going to be there this coming weekend, please take note of that, April 11th at the Hill Center with Afrozen All-Stars. This show is produced by Jim Thompson, who is the mastermind behind Electric Cowbell Records and Secret Planet D.C. and Secret Planet Richmond as well. Speaking of which, I have a show coming up soon that is going to highlight all of the artists that Secret Planet Richmond is bringing to town this spring, summer, and fall. I'll announce a date for that very soon. And next week is another special edition of Global Agogo, as today's has been. Next week, a live in-studio performance by the new Richmond supergroup Aminal, whose music is influenced by British folk tradition and also by the sounds of the Middle East, Egypt, and Turkey. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Global Agogo today, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up is Ambiance Congo with David Noyes. And remember, the future is unwritten.
tanto veleno como tienes tú en la lengua y le 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 ay le le la ay le 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 ay la la la
que acontece na escuridão fica entre nós e o colchão. Trampolim no meu coração, vem pousar. Deixas mergulhar, o meu olhar é teu. Começamos no chão, se for para chegar ao céu. Lanço a dançar, vem afastar o meu. Deixa com a amargura que o nosso calor esqueceu.
Thank you.